Following the procedure, Jennifer was prescribed a regimen of anti-rejection drugs while doctors monitored the transplanted uterus to make sure her body was accepting the new organ. Then, about 6 months later, an embryo was implanted in the new uterus. 10 days after that, Jennifer learned she was pregnant. "The first time I felt him kicking, I cried for 20 minutes," she says. "I was probably the happiest pregnant person. I love all the things people complain about, all the stretch marks. I like being tired. I never got nauseous, and I really felt great and kind of glowing." Even though the transplant put her at higher risk for complications, the baby at risk from the anti-rejection drugs, Jennifer says her pregnancy was mostly uneventful right up until the checkup where her high blood pressure reading prompted doctors to perform the C-section early. "It happened so quickly, and then the baby was here," says Drew. "It'd be easier for me to list all the emotions I wasn't feeling in that moment than to list all the ones that I was. I was just bawling my eyes out in the operating room." After discussions with doctors, the couple decided to have Jennifer's transplanted uterus removed immediately after she gave birth, primarily so she could stop taking the anti-rejection drugs, which weakened her immune system. "I'd rather be healthy for one baby," she says, "than try to strain myself to try to do two pregnancies. So far, parenthood has been everything the couple could have hoped for. We're just thrilled to be doing normal things after this crazy journey," says Drew. "A lot of parents don't look forward to changing diapers, but I think it's awesome. We just feel so lucky." It's an experience Jennifer hopes will soon be available to others with MRKH. More than 100 women have applied to be transplant recipients since Benjamin's birth. "For me, the biggest thing, other than wanting parenthood, was to raise awareness for the women who are affected," she says. "This wasn't just an opportunity for us to start a family, but also to help other women just like me." And a quick note about the surgery. While uterine transplants show great promise, researchers still caution that they are still highly experimental and carry serious risks for both mother and baby. "There are other trials that didn't have any live-born children," says Penn's Dr. Catherine O'Neill. "We have a long way to go, and costs have ranged from $60,000 to $250,000, and they are not covered by insurance."